It blesses me when I praise and find good in the work of others all the time. It blesses me when I praise and find good in the work of others all the time. For me to find good in the work of others all the time means I have to be looking for it. It means I have to be alert and aware, awake to what is going on in the world. I have to be concerned about what others are doing. Not concerned whether they're doing it right and wrong, but just concerned with what others are doing. And when I am concerned with what others are doing, then I am filled with a certain joy, because everything that is going on in this world, I have created somehow. I have taken the time to think the thought and bring it into being. I have taken the time to see it done in my world. And when I see anything done in my world, I call it good. And if it's the work of others, wow, that's even more wonderful. I call it good. And as I call it good, I see wonderful things happening. As I call it good, I see marvelous things happening. And I see it good. The other day I was watching as Ellen was making the supper. And she was making the supper with such joy, with such love and such concern. And she says, "Herb, what things do you like to eat?" And I said, "Well, my likes are always changing. My enjoyment is always changing. My desire for things that are important for me to enjoy and like are always changing. And as they're always changing, I have the delight of enjoying them always happening. And of course they are always happening. So I look at what Ellen prepares, and she prepares everything so beautifully. She prepares it so lovingly and so thoughtfully. And she says, "You know, I always like to set the table as though we are having a very wonderful company, because we're eating here." She says, "I always like to make everything look beautiful. I like to bring out the best of our china, the best of our silverware, the best of our glasses, the best of everything. I like to make things match. I like to make things look good and beautiful. But Ellen, you put the plate down for the dog after you finished eating on it, and you let him finish off the crumbs on the plate. Do you always let the dog do things like that?" "Well, of course I do. My dog is just as wonderful as I am and you are. Each one of us deserves the very finest. And if I think the finest for my dog, if I think the finest for you, Herb, if I think the finest for everyone, I'm thinking the finest for myself too. And that's a wonderful, beautiful thing." Oh, indeed it is. It's a wonderful, beautiful thing. I go to the store, and as I'm in the store, I'm standing there and the clerk says, "May I help you?" And I said, "Yes, I'm looking for some very special tomatoes that are just perfect inside and out." And he said, "Well, let me help you." And so he reaches down and he, with his gentle, soft hand, picks up four or five tomatoes that are absolutely gorgeous. And he puts them in a bag for me and gives them to me and says, "Here, you'll like these." And when I get home, I take the tomatoes out of the bag, and each tomato is just gently firm, but tender. Just wonderful. And when I slice the tomatoes, they are just beautiful. Every slice is firm and lovely, and yet not too new. It is blended just perfectly. The clerk wanted to help me. He wanted to do things because I saw him doing the best for everyone. I saw him doing the finest. It blesses me when I praise and find good in the work of others all the time. Now, myself and the clerk and Ellen are just three examples of how I look out and see others doing beautiful things. But no matter what I do, I see others doing beautiful things. As I read a book, I look at the book, and I see how well the book is constructed. I see the book as a masterpiece of bookmaking. I see the printing beautifully displayed, easy to read. I see the titles blending harmoniously with the copy of the book. I see everything magnificent, and then when I go to read the book, it is filled with the most beautiful treasures of reading that anyone could ever have. Every word is positive. Every word is joyful, uplifting. Every word is harmonious. Everything that this book is just fantastic. The color of the pages, where they have colored pages, are crisp and sharp and pure, but not too dark, so you have trouble reading them, but just a gentle light shadow color. And when I look at the pictures, all the pictures are perfectly chosen, all representing a positive, uplifting, beautiful expression, all lifting something wonderful and joyous. Yes, that's what I get from a book. And when I read a magazine, I look at the magazine, the National Geographic, the most beautiful color photographs you could ever want. Sometimes the copy is not all positive. It's positive from their point of view. They're telling the story. But from my point of view, it could tell the story of the beautiful things that are happening in the world, not the sorry things that sometimes happen in the world. And so I look and I see what I want to see. I see the beautiful pictures. I see the beautiful illustrations of the bugs and the birds and the animals and the people and how they live in their various cultures and climates. Beautifully done. The Smithsonian magazine is another that I thoroughly enjoy. The color work is exquisite. The content is uplifting and revealing. Discovery is another magazine that turns me on. Beautifully done. Always looking for something that is helping to make the world just a little better place, a little more exciting and a little more beautiful. I bless me when I praise and find good in the work of others all the time. I can pass by those articles in the magazine that are not supportive of my positive thinking. I can pass by people's attitudes or actions at any time that are not harmonious with my positive thinking. In fact, I don't even see them. I don't even read them. I don't even know that they're there. I only know that everyone and everything in my world is beautiful, uplifting, and positive. It blesses me when I praise and find good in the work of others all the time, all the time. It's not that sometimes I find the work of others is not good. I find the work in others that is good. I find the work in others that is charming, supportive, wonderful, beautiful. It's my choice. It's my choice of what in the world I am going to be blessed by. Am I going to see who I am in everything I look at? That's really what it's all about, isn't it? Because I see who I am in anything that I look at, because everything is a reflection of me at all times. And that's why it blesses me when I praise and find good in the work of others all the time, because all is a reflection of me. And if me is the reflection of all that is good and beautiful, uplifting and positive and pure, then I can be sure that that's all I'm going to see in my world. And it's a wonderful, wonderful world. Thank you for joining with me in my world. Thank you for joining with me in my life. Thank you for being part of this wonderful existence that I have, because it blesses me when I praise and find good in the work of others all the time.